Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on a Wednesday special edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the Hat Rod. And on our phone lines, I have the one, the only, the man that could not keep his mouth shut the last hour and a half before we came on the air. He was so rude to me, talking over me.
Let me interrupt you. It is I, Sean Black, in the building once again.
You need to shut up. You're a cow. You need to shut up, you know.
Oh, let me interrupt Lady T, I interrupt.
No, see, this is what I'm talking about. You used to be so rude. You're being very rude to me right now. Oh, my God. I'm telling the American people need to listen to what I have to say, Sean Black.
Oh, okay? Of course.
And you have the lady who's in the middle of this mess. Maybe she might calm us down. The one and lovely, talented Lady T.
I don't know if I could do as good as last night's moderator. I don't know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number, 347-989-8402. Like I said, this is a special edition. You know what? Like I told Sean Black, Lady T, earlier, last night was the main event. The thing everybody talked about. It was ready to watch. Popcorn was ready. People had their drinks going. Just to, after an hour and a half, to go outside and have a cigarette, because God knows what the hell we watched that night. Only God knows.
Hard liquor was needed after that. Oh, my gosh. And then if you don't drink, you wanted a drink.
You want a drink. I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy.
Well, before I give it to you guys, and I'm going to start with you, Lady T, first. Here are some of my questions for you. I know it's very hard to make this decision. If you had to pick a winner, who do you think won last night, number one? Number two, what is your takeaway, positive and negative, from what you could tell from this debate? And I'm sure you have a lot to say about Donald Trump, what you mentioned about the Cowboys of Stand Back and Stand By. So, maybe you could take the floor.
First of all, for me, okay, I was turned off by that within like 30 to 45 minutes I only watched of it. And I said, you know what? I need to go get my beauty sleep, my mental rest, because I can't take this SHIT. So it's like, it was like a reality show type debate. I didn't know seriously what I was watching. Wow. I don't even know. It's just like it was a disgrace towards leadership and what we're looking towards. I have no idea yet. They should have really implemented, I don't know. You remember when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high? I feel like somebody, one of them, should have really implemented that, because I don't know. It was just blow for blow. It was like a even event. I don't know. It was really ultimately a disgrace, especially to me when Trump started speaking on Joe Biden's son, and I had to like mute it and watch his facial reaction. You know what I mean? It's like if we wasn't on here on this stage, I probably would have smacked you type reaction. And it was just to me, like, it was really, really like that's the lowest you can go. You can go that low. You understand what I'm saying? And talk about his dead son. It was beyond disgrace. I feel like leadership has changed. I don't know which way it's going to go. Even watching the highlights on the news, I felt like this is beyond so disgraceful. And all the other countries that probably was watching this was probably turned off as well. It's really a shame. We really needed to get, you know, to get it together. Okay. It was like a real life boxing match with words. So what I feel like is that they didn't establish any stability as far as what either side is going to do because they kept interrupting each other and so forth. I understand it's a debate. We know that's what debates do, but it's to the point where you're trying to finish a sentence and you still can't finish a sentence. You know what I mean? So to me, it was just like they didn't focus on the issues that the voters want because that's what they should have been speaking to. You know what I mean? So neither side really indicated anything. It was just interruptions, interruptions, interruptions. And I feel like here you are. You have a president that's trying to get reelected. You have the Democratic Party leadership right now that wants to be president, but neither one of them showed us why you should be the next president. You understand? So it was almost like watching grandpas lose a game of dominoes or chess and they just arguing about it. That's what it looked like to me. So it's like pretty much both of them was mirroring each other's attitudes. And I thought it was really, really beyond distasteful. So I just hope the next debate, they need to get it together. They need to make sure they take their meds early if they're on meds and be prepared. Get a lot of water, get a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm. And before I go to you, Sean, but I just want to add two things. To your point, E.T., the two men remind me of the two old guys from the Muppet Show that's always in the balcony and always laughing.
Yes.
At each other. That's what those two guys remind me of.
That's a fact, yes.
And to your point, E.T., it is sad that no matter what news outlet you watch or you listen to, all they talk about was the same old thing. How disgraced the debate was. As we pointed out, nothing, you really have not learned anything. Like, we have a lot of issues going on right now between the pandemic, violence, you name it, we have it. Even though Biden tried to address it, you have Sean's boy keep interrupting and throw it as a distraction. So
why
do
you keep pinning him on me? I didn't vote for that.
Don't
put that diaper stain on me, all right?
This is what I'm talking about. You're being rude again. You're being such a clown.
Oh, of course. I think this is we're all going to be rude today, I guess.
Yeah, but one more thing. Do you think, have you ever heard someone that called a president in a debate clown or shut up? Was Biden behavior appropriate? Do you think he was bullied or he stepped up his game?
Listen, they gonna say what they gonna say. The only thing, listen to me, the only thing that was on point was Trump's hair. It didn't move. As much as he moved around and got aggravated, his hair was in place. So I don't know. Listen, they need to do better. I'm just not convinced. It was disgusting. I don't have time to watch that.
All right, Sean Black, the floor is yours. Then I go to Brother B and Phil.
Okay. I looked at this from the quote-unquote open-minded stance that you would hope, you would pray that you would see some kind of a debate. The best way that this can be described is what Jake Tapper did on CNN when the debate was over. He called it a hot mess inside of a dumpster fire inside of a train wreck. That is the best way that I can really describe it, but I'll add something else to this whole entire quote-unquote debate. It was sad. It was a depressing, demoralizing view on the world stage of how broken this country is through the lens and prism of the way this country's policies are and who the real powerful that have power actually can funnel their own opinions towards everyone else. It was personal. It was de-evolutionary in the sense that this whole thing devolved quickly from go. Nobody going into this didn't think that this wasn't going to get personal within the first 5 minutes. What I take away from the debate as far as Biden and with Trump, Trump was literally in defense mode the entire time. And his defense mode is to furiously attack and steamroll over his competition, steamroll over the moderator, which is what he did. So he didn't follow any of the rules that was already preset. The other things that I take out of this is, if Joe Biden continues on the trajectory that he was trying to, which is to address the answers by looking at the camera and actually letting the American people peer into this, like he actually thinks that they are in this debate, in this discussion, and stay away from the personal attacks, he can stay steady. Do I think Biden won or do I think Trump won? I think Biden won, but Biden won as kind of like a consolation prize, so to speak.
I think Trump won, but go ahead.
What was that?
I think Trump won the debate, but go ahead. How do you finish first?
This is what I think, how in the ways that Trump got certain points across. Of course, he was able to attack Biden. He hit him on the crime bill that Biden was a big part of in the 90s. So Trump got that part out. The other things that we've seen that Trump did was, forget about just the nastiness of how he treated Biden and talked about his late son. We know the big part of this, twofold. One was how he expects the elections to go. He laid the groundwork for being transparent enough to show you what he plans on doing with the election. And we all know the elephant in the room is the whole non-denouncement of white supremacy, particularly the Proud Boys. And what we have seen is that Trump blew every single dog whistle he could find throughout this entire debate. And it's the scariest part of this. He talked about what he wants to do with the supporters that go to the voting polls, I want my people to go and watch those that are going in to make sure nothing is happening. That in and of itself is illegal.
So actually, I was just about to say, is that even legal?
Yes,
wow.
It is illegal to implore other people.
But he will do it.
Okay.
What was that?
No, he
is going to implore.
Even though it's illegal, even though it's illegal, there are idiots out there that will go out there and work it out and do it.
But see, this is the pure definition of voter intimidation, which is illegal. They tried this in Virginia, where there were a lot of people that went to go to the polls, I believe, earlier in the year for certain elections. And there were people that were there trying to intimidate those that were online trying to go and vote. That is illegal. Everything in the playbook that Trump is using, scaring voters, the post office, all of the other stuff, and then, of course, the whole white supremacy non-denouncement part, all of that should show anyone that is still in this country that is not part of Trump's base, women, gay, Latino, black, male or female, anyone in that group, if you still support Trump after everything that he said, and that's just the first debate, forget about all the 3.5 years prior, but just from this debate, then you are going to be set up for a world of pain because he just told you what he plans on doing. That's the spoiler alert. Now it's just a matter of what's going to happen going forward. And if you saw all of this and you still agree with it, this country is in for a long, long week.
With that statement that's made, who's the problem? Trump or the people who believe in that garbage that he spit out?
Trump has literally, he's been able to feed on America's fears, their hubris as far as how much they feel entitled to certain things, their racism that they swear doesn't exist anymore, and their entitlement. And what he has done is drum up fear among people that feel that they're going to lose their power and they're going to lose what they feel is quote-unquote their country. Look at what he's done with the Hispanic vote. pandering to the Hispanic vote while actually having their children ripped away from them and put in cages. We saw what happened in Puerto Rico with the hurricane stuff. All of the stuff with DACA and trying to make sure that they didn't have any kind of ways to become citizens and literally having them try to get them deported. All of the stuff with the wall. All of these things build up to put a picture in place that if you have not seen over the last 3.5 years what he is trying to do, you are basically handing him the keys to lock you up into your own 4-year prison, which may last a lot longer because this guy actually thinks of himself as a king.
Okay, and on to Brother B. The Mr. Stand Back and Stand By themselves. Brother B, what do you like to say? Then I go
greetings
to
and salutations, everyone.
Yes, greetings and salutations.
I'm sorry, Sean Black. Everything that you said, some people would say is fake news. Everything that you just said, and they were still going to vote for Trump because everything that you said was fake news. Because whatever Trump says, you know, it has to be right. It has to be correct. So this is where the part where I say, welcome back, America, because America has now been great, made great again. With all the lies, all the BS that's going on, smoke and mirrors, this, that, and the third. This is what it is. So he brought it back to the forefront, and there are people that are happy that he's done this. Now, in terms of the debate, Trump won. Trump won for being the most disrespectful, the most ignorant, the most asinine, the most childish, and just basically dumb. And
tell
Biden
him how you
won.
Really feel.
Biden won for really trying not to go over there and smack that dude in his head. He won for his blood pressure. We know his blood pressure was up because you just saw how he was moving. His blood pressure was up. So, you know, he just basically won in you know, in those areas. And, you know, he also lost because this dude caught him off guard, which he should have known that was going to happen. Like he was coming in there like a little kid. Like, all right, to those of us that have children, or you know, Sean Black, I'm sure you're probably an uncle somewhere along the line. You ever had a little kid run in with a shitty diaper, and then it's leaking out the side, and then they running around laughing and you trying to catch them?
Yeah.
Don't get me started there.
Thank God those years are over.
That's a hot rod's life right about now.
Yeah, and that's Trump, and that was Biden frustrated because some of that doodoo was getting on the couch and getting on the wall and stuff like that. So that was Biden right there. I didn't like the threat that he made because whether some believe it or not, it was a threat. You're telling them to stand down and stand by? Stand by for what?
Like, he wants them armed and ready. That's literally what that means.
No. Stand by on November 4th. If he does not get the election, if he does not win, Proud Boys, you know what to do.
The Proud Boys, you be as proud as you want. Don't be too proud where you get a foot. Don't think that people won't rally against you. And it just, this doesn't have to be black. It could be anybody of any ethnicity that's not trying to have the BS that's being served up. Simple and plain.
Now, Hot Rod, I want to bring up just two things to you. Now, we all usually look at these debates and try to figure out, like we were saying, who won, who lost, etc. CBS and CNN, the two news arms that usually do these kinds of surveys to check out who won, this is what CBS did. They had 48% of the people watching from the poll said Biden won. 41% said Trump won, and 10% said it was a tie. CNN had Biden winning 60% from the people that watched on through their website and through on television. 28% said Trump won. Think about that. I think the consensus is Trump looked and exposed what he is and who he is. The
this is nothing new,
is,
Sean Black.
And exactly, this isn't nothing. This is nothing new.
Nothing
the
new.
Issue is, will that anger go to the vote? Will that anger and that what they saw, will that lead to votes? Forget about the base, because you've heard me say this before. It's not going to be about Trump's base. It's going to be about the ones that are independents, those that are on the fence, the ones that may have voted for Trump in 2016 that maybe they're on the fence, or people that generally voted for Trump before and like, you know what, I don't like this. Those are the ones that are going to be influenced.
Okay, I think it was
a
Phil now. Phil, take it away, then I give it to
K-Bone. Thank you. You know, I'm going to say it like this. This debate last night was a joke. I mean, here you had Trump being a bully and Biden like a little kid, and Trump is bullying him, not letting him get a word in edgewise. And, you know, Biden didn't help his own case when he started calling Trump a clown and telling him to shut up, because I think that got Trump, you know, more irate. And it was just ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Phil. Do you imagine seeing someone telling the President of the United States you're a clown or shut up on national television? You ever thought you would see something like that?
But he was telling
the truth. But not at a debate like this. And this is what gets me interesting, because, I mean, Trump said, you know, Biden hasn't done anything in 47 years, and Trump says, I've done all this in 47 months. I'm like, what have you done? First he says, the price of – now, you guys know I'm a pharmacy technician. Where has the price of insulin gone down? I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. The prices are still expensive. I mean, you know where I work for Walmart. Walmart has – this is over-the-counter, Novalin N, Novalin 7030, and Novalin R. This is Walmart brand rely on for $24.88, which is – that's their own brand. And this has been out way before Trump or Biden never announced they're running for president. So I don't know where Trump is getting this delusion that the price of insulin has gone down.
The same place he gets all of his other facts right out of his butt.
Trump challenged the medical industry. He's not.
In 47 months, what has he really done? What? We're in a pandemic that's been here since March. Racial tensions in this country, at least to me, are at an all-time high, and this is not good. And it seems like it's just getting worse.
Is it really? Or has it always been like this, Phil? Think about that. I mean, we always have racial tension in this country for generations. This is nothing new. This has been on TV and on social media. It's in our faces now than probably ever before. But this is nothing new.
It's always been there, but it's just highlighted where you can now speak your voice. Your president has spoken his voice. If he can say it, you can say it. You know what I mean? It's almost like you couldn't curse.
Yes.
But if your parents are cursing, fuck it. I'm cursing too.
We've all heard our parents curse. I mean, come on. The first word out of my mouth was the SH word, because that's where I got that from, my mom. But it's just, this country is a mess, and I think Trump is dodging the bullet on it. I mean, even the moderator. It sounded like he was even going to get into it with the moderator when I thought Chris Wallace was going to bust a vein here and go crazy on them.
Phil, sorry, kid, I'll get to you in a minute. I have to give Chris Wallace, Phil, that's my credit, because he's, like you said, he added his face that you want to get him a slap Trump, but he did it. It's very hard to moderate someone like that and be professional. Of course, he screamed a little bit, but at some point, let's be honest, if any of us had moderated the same way, you have got to.
Hey, if anybody had a drink last night, it was him.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I hate to say it, but if anything, Trump owes him a big apology for the way he acted last night.
Not going to happen.
Apologize?
I mean, we know.
I've got some land to sell you in Brooklyn real cheap.
Look, you know it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. The birds crapping on the roof of my house already know it's going to happen, but I just want to put it out there.
Okay. All right, take it away quickly.
Good evening, everybody. Last night.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last night was a mess.
Okay.
That was the one of the worst. That was the, I'm not going to say one of the, this was the worst debate. And I'm going to start off by saying this. All I saw last night was were two bickering old men. Now, Biden seemed more leader-like than Trump, and I'm going to tell you why. First up, Biden waited for people to talk, but then Trump, Donald Trump being who he is, acted like a very, very more of a bitter old, like a two-year-old. You know when you, a two-year-old throws a tantrum, and when you tell the two-year-old to do this, no, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. That's exactly what Donald Trump did last night. It
so,
was
so in other words, that two-year-old was acting like you then all the time, bickering, right?
Man, I don't care about that, man. Listen, look, allow me to do this. I'm being serious, man. I'm being serious. But to be honest, it was horrible. Donald Trump, he just went off. He didn't even answer the questions. Nobody talked about the real issues at hand because Donald Trump didn't even give anybody a chance. He even went after the moderator, and the lowest part of it was when he went after Biden's son. He just went totally, like, downright disrespectful, unpresidential. And, you know, as Americans, anybody who is watching this, except for the people who are diehard Trump fans, they're looking at it like, damn, some people are like, damn, is this who our leader is? I mean, other countries in the world, like last night I was watching, like, the BBC channel and the Al Jazeera channel. They were sitting there laughing at us, like, wow, shaking their heads, like, in amazement. I mean, it's not a shock because this is Donald Trump, but still, this was stupid. And even worse, when he gave the green light to the, when he gave a green light to a well-known white nationalist group, he gave them the green light and they applauded, and they applauded. The Proud Boys applauded.
They
made
t-shirts out of it already. Yeah. But to you guys' point overall, and I'll start with Brother B, why do you think these debates don't address the real issues that's happening in America? I mean, yes, pandemic is one, but what about the minority? What about AIDS? What about Flint, Michigan? Why do these debates don't focus on the real issues that's focused on America instead of
they
like a free for all search
on it? There could have been a focus had it not been interruption after interruption after interruption. They didn't even get, you know, and I'm looking at Biden. I'm like, damn, you know, all he could say was shut up. Yeah, he got upset. But then after, he couldn't even get a word in because every time Chris Wallace asked Biden a question, Trump ran all over it. And look at his body language, the smirks, the look like, oh, brother, when is this going to be over? And you could see he had that. You could see the look on his face. Like, he didn't want to be there. And
but
even
if
today,
if I may say real quick, sorry, K-Dog, but it goes on to what you're saying. It's like, how could, and what Hot Rod said, there's some people that don't see a problem unless it's immigrants or blacks. Like,
no,
they feel
don't.
The country, everything is fine. The Black Lives Matter is starting trouble, and immigrants taking our jobs are starting trouble. Once we get rid of the blacks and the immigrants, America's fine. That's the only problem that they really see.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, today I was reading something that one of my coworkers gave to me about xenophobic attacks on Asian Americans, and I was reading their stories. So there's been so many attacks on Asian Americans. I'm like, wow, because who did it? Like, Trump was like, oh, well, don't forget, the Chinese brought this illness over here. And all of a sudden, you have a lot of people, stupid people, same racist people who go ahead and attack the Chinese. They're attacking Asians. And you know what? They swear all Asians are Chinese, which is not true.
Yeah.
And saying
racist,
that.
I want to say the word racist, K-Dog.
Oh, racist?
Or bigots, yeah, but racist?
Bigots,
oh,
bigots,
that's
bigots,
racist,
racist think that their race is far more superior than another race. And you have bigot idiots who are so stupid. Both of them are stupid and prejudiced. Both of them have prejudices against race. And you have prejudice goes a long way. It goes a long way. You could not like somebody's nationality. You could not like somebody's sexuality. You could like the person. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I think Biden's campaign motto is "Build Back Better." Next debate, he needs to show that integrity behind that. Next debate, all right, we've seen this. Wipe the slate clean. Let's get this started. Ignore Trump. You're going to have to learn how to ignore narcissists. I'm sorry. Because they're going
to
start poking at you regardless. So
because
he needs
to
stick to his motto. He needs to come full-blown with it. He needs to come full-blown with the next debate because this debate is already out the window. It's trash. They need to get serious for next debate. We know Trump is going to still be poking at him, but at least now he needs to be better prepared. So stick to your motto.
And mind if I say something else, too, that I need to say to everybody. And I had this discussion with my brother, and he even agreed. Okay, last night the moderator was Chris Wallace. He got disrespected. Now imagine had the moderator been a female. It would have been far worse in the disrespect.
Well, I almost guarantee you that there will be a female moderator, at least one of the next two. The next one is supposed to be in Miami. I believe it's October the 15th.
Yeah.
So
the other one's Ohio, right? So yes, it was Ohio. I forgot which one.
Yeah.
But my question is, if this thing happened again in the next debate, should there be a third debate? Or you know what? We're done with this.
I don't see that happening again like that. I don't see that. The second debate might be better. I don't see that. They'll get it together. Their publicists will get it together for them. It's not going to go down like that.
But also remember, this president did almost nothing to show a plan of what he planned on doing. He brought back football.
No kidding.
He
didn't do that in
2015. Yeah.
He didn't do that in 2015. He still won.
Yeah. And what Biden should have done when they brought up the whole part of the economy, when they were talking about that, and he touched on it briefly, he said that Barack and I handed you an economy and you literally pissed that away. He could have literally gone way further on in that. He could have literally said, you got all of this tax debt and everything else. How are you going to run a country if you are that much in debt?
He'll be leaving that for debate number two. That'll come up.
Yeah.
Trust that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But we're in a country that knows that first impression will usually be the only impression. And no matter what happens in the second or the third debate, everybody is going to remember the first debate, and they're going to remember the last debate. Because the first thing that they saw is the first impression, and the last thing they saw is the last thing that they remember. Those are the things that are going to be the problem going forward is how does Trump get away from the stain that he left from this first debate? And then what happens afterwards is what's Biden going to do to literally hammer it forward? And you've heard me say this before. Republicans are very good at fear-mongering, and Democrats have no balls when it comes to running on their own record. And this is the thing that has happened years after year after year after year. And this is why a lot of Republicans continue to move forward and win more elections than they probably should, because they know how to run on the fear of the voter that thinks they're going to lose their guns, they're going to lose their jobs, they're going to lose everything else. They stay on that. They take that little cigarette and they stick it right in your eye to make sure that it burns and that you remember that it burns for the next time that election comes up. And these are the kinds of things that Biden is going to have to make sure he gets taken and addressed in the next debate.
Okay, Phil?
You know, when you make a reference to two old men going at it, which poses a question, and some of us have been saying this, that there needs to be an age limit on the for being the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I bring this up is Joe Biden is 77 years old, and
yes.
you don't know what's going on in his head. And the reason why I say this, my mom was telling me after Reagan had served his second term, he was later on, not too long down the road, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. So for all we know, he could have had this while in office. And that's a big concern, especially with Biden, who is 77 years old. And the same thing with Trump. He's 74 years old. So now that's a big concern to me. And one other point I did want to bring out is Trump had no business attacking Biden's children and making it personal.
Yes.
He was not sticking with the issues. He had no business doing that.
I'm sorry. Why not?
That's what bullies do, though. That's what the bullies do.
Love
exactly.
And it's wrong.
It's wrong. But once again, you sound like Sean right now. Everything that's wrong that Trump is doing, I agree. But guess what? If it worked before, if it's getting attention right now, why not do it again? This is what is based up in here. The quote unquote garbage truth, right? You do what you can to win. That's what the.
They need to take the emotions out of it. I'm sorry. They need to take the emotions and be ready like fighters. I'm sorry.
Please.
I was reading something today. It was from NBC Nightly News on my Facebook page, and they were talking about, you know, having the format of the debates changed to possibly maybe cutting off the mics when somebody is speaking, which should be done for Trump's mic.
I agree
100%.
Sean told me to think that right before the show, I thought it was not going to work because you have someone like Trump. You call up his mic, he will go to the moderator mic.
He'll be 10 times as disrespectful if you shut off the mic. He'll be like, why you shut off my mic for?
I'll give you the solution to all of this. You put them both in isolation booths where they can't get up, they can't walk around, and they can't yell over each other because they're in isolation booths. And then if they start to talk, somebody happens, you cut their mic so that they cannot be heard. And although Trump may want to yell and scream, bang on the booth from the inside, can't be done, can't be heard. This is the
Hold on, Sean Black, one second. Why should that even be done when this is grown men that wants to be leaders? Why do we need to put them in a box like little children? Roll the F up.
Doesn't this whole debate sound like two children in some degree? We have one person that is literally a child and one person that was trying to be an adult.
Right.
That's what it looked like. The problem is you have to, for any debate to actually happen, you have to be able to hear what they are, the point and the counterpoint. And if one person is going to yell and scream over the other person, that's going to exacerbate this whole thing of trying to find out what the thought process is. And that was the whole issue that Trump did, and he did it on purpose because that's how he operates. If they can't get that taken care of, as we saw people that looked at this and a lot of those polls did, a lot of them tuned out and said they were annoyed. Why were they annoyed? Because in a lot of instances, they couldn't even understand what Biden was saying.
I just had to spin on that for all of y'all. Covered this last night? NBC, right? Who was it? I can't remember.
Fox
ABC.
News.
What,
It was Fox News.
So let's pause for a second. Everything that you just said, all these rules, if you ask me, should have been in place before the debate even started. Why was that not there? Hold on. Did the media really want the little reality show type debate? Yes, they did. Yes, they certainly did. Entertainment. It's only entertainment. That's what that crap looked like. Because they should have had those rules and regulations in place. But since you said Fox, now I understand why. Okay. Makes sense now.
Hold on, everyone. I've got to give it to Brother B. Brother B, anything like to add on?
All I'm saying is, man, listen, I think this should have been the first and the last debate. It doesn't even make sense to even do another debate because you're probably going to get the same results. I mean, I got to give it to Biden. Biden is not – I don't think he's cut out to do the job, but I guess they felt that they didn't have anyone better to do it. But I will say this, Trump knocked him off his game, and Trump is going to continue to do that. So Biden just has to, you know, be on his A game next time. And I can't wait for Kamala Harris to demolish Pence, because she, out of all of them, she's the only that's going to, she's the only eloquent speaker.
She's going to hand them.
Out of all three, out of
that
all three.
That debate is October 7th, October 7th for the vice president.
Pence, next week. Pence has nothing for her.
Next week.
Pence has nothing for her.
But,
no, he doesn't.
That's the only debate that I'm looking forward to, really.
That's the only one. What's up?
Well, Brother B, like I told Sean Black all the time, the Democrats, once again, I don't know how many times I'm going to repeat it, they have it in their hands, the president. Feels like 2015, but they keep shooting themselves in the foot. Because, like Sean said earlier, they're weak. You have a narcissist of Trump stomping over everybody, and he's winning. So how in the world can an evil person like Trump be reelected again? And why do people love this guy overall? While he's giving them fire to not to vote for me, the Democrat ain't doing much. But they throw a 77-year-old man.
He speaks America's language. That's why they
exactly.
like him. You
exactly.
don't get it?
They understand.
So right,
they
when
love
the MAGA cap went on, how y'all didn't understand that? He speaks their language.
Exactly. Yep. The so whole thing came out. He let everything out of the bag. And this is what I saw last night. Once the refusal to denounce white nationalism, once he said that, I was like, oh, boy. And he continued to say that, to call the protesters, oh, they go around burning things. They go around breaking into stores and burning things up and doing all of this. And even when they asked him a question, when they brought up about the fact that he had the protesters tear gassed and removed Washington and went in front of the church with a Bible, which he held upside down for a photo op, he still passed over it. He didn't even give a direct answer. From what I heard last night, no answers, no, all the questions that were being asked, there were no answers for. Because
that's America.
Exactly.
That's the American attitude.
Because you
like
have
what,
one
slavery?
Side.
No, slavery didn't happen. You guys
exactly.
came over here to work.
Slavery didn't happen.
That's
and guess what else?
It's not our fault.
When you look at it, like you look at all I saw was like two old men fighting. And I mean, okay, one was, I could say, Biden. He attempted to show leadership, but then he fell into Trump's trap when Trump kept on antagonizing him. Trump was just getting and biting. And from what I heard was that Trump did not even prepare. He didn't even fail to practice for this debate.
No, he did. He did. I'm sorry.
He did.
No, he did. Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, they prepped him up.
It didn't seem like that to me, because
wrong.
From what I saw, it was
what?
Horrible.
Why do we think
he,
Trump needed,
he was
needed
the
practice,
clown,
though? He didn't
clown.
Need practice.
The thing is, you're thinking of preparation versus Trump doing his own thing.
Yeah,
like
he doesn't do his own
people,
thing.
His
they give him cue cards and he does
plan,
his own thing.
And Trump went on his own like he usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what threw his people off because, well, we didn't specify going over this. Now, if you were to go ahead and say Biden had literally 8 months to prepare for this particular debate, knowing what was going on, because that's what the president was impeached over, was the, mind you, which is something else that Biden has not even really talked about even during this entire deal. If I'm running for president and I know that the person that I'm running against was impeached, which has only happened in 3 other instances in the history of this nation, I would say I would attack that to his name every chance I got.
Well,
the same way that,
he,
that
but
the
what
president
are we preparing for?
Show.
But you know what happened?
What
Biden
can I say
was,
something?
Hold on. Let me see first.
What are we preparing for if we know a person's character over and over? I wouldn't even come prepared. I've come ready for him. You understand what I'm saying? What am I practicing? That's like me practicing. I'm going to say this, and that, because I know he's going to be so nice. We know he's not going to be nice. Come in there just ready for him.
All right, Phil.
You know, I'm going to sum it up like this. You know, to me, there were no winners last night, only losers.
Mm-mm.
And I hate to say it, the losers were us, the American people, because we had to watch this, and it just says, who do I want to vote for? I don't want to vote for either of these guys. That's the process that I'm getting. Who do I vote? Who do I want
to
vote for? We got to vote. Why don't we just get an independent somebody to run and vote for them?
But Bill, the problem with independent, the independent never wins. So that independent,
exactly.
You vote independent.
And they don't have a strong enough base. That's a problem.
Yeah, remember,
that's
the vote for independent will go to Trump. So you basically vote for Trump. So,
pretty much. Wasn't that what Kanye's plan was when he was trying to run?
Yeah.
And then those votes would have won.
God,
Trump,
no.
So.
Oh,
but
man.
They don't need an independent. They need to get it together.
I think we need to be by ourselves. I don't think we just need a president. Let's just rock by ourselves.
You know what? It's like
you don't think
it's
we
like
need a
last
president.
Night, like I said last night, it was just horrible, horrible, horrible. I mean, look at it this way. And like Phil, I could understand what you're saying about the age limit. Listen. Where are the young bloods? We need more young bloods out there. Whether you are Republican, Democrat, or independent, it's like you said, the American people, we suffered last night. I mean, I was just sitting there throughout with I have to say, I had a shot glass of Jack Daniels because I had to sit there shaking my head like,
K-Dog, what do you mean, where is the young bloods, when a lot of these presidents, they served as senators and so forth, or governors and things like that. You're talking about young bloods. They already grew up in there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So we ain't going to have no young bloods, because the young bloods wouldn't even get elected. They'd talk about their experience. So that wouldn't work. That's not even a solution.
You know,
Bill, to point. Did it Andrew Yang try to run? Cory Booker trying to run? Other young people try to run?
It didn't work.
Okay, so it didn't work out. No, so go ahead.
They're not thinking about young blood. They're looking for experience.
You see, when you're talking about the young blood and trying to get votes, how do you think Bill Clinton won his elections? I'm just making a point here. Clinton went on MTV. Clinton went and reached out to the youth of America,
young
where
people.
George Bush didn't. And that's what I don't think any of these guys are doing. I don't think Trump is doing that. I don't think Biden's doing that. They're just sitting here arguing like
he's on Twitter.
And that's
he's on Twitter. That's your new age MTV. Twitter is your new age MTV.
And this is the other thing. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Hold on one second. Lady T hit the number one point, Twitter. Trump is using social media. That's how you get these.
He's been using social media.
Now.
But
that's how he's being
recognized and staying relevant. That's the point.
Yes. Because think about it. No matter what happens, Trump tweets something out, it grabs our attention. Because God knows every day I send Sean like 5 tweets from Trump. And we're both shaking our heads.
I've never seen a president tweet so much, use so much social media. He must have a lot of time on his
hands. It's working for him, though.
It's working for him. Okay, it's working. It's another, and don't be surprised, he will use that platform again to get an election in 36 days. But another problem with election, now, are you afraid to do mail-in voting now? Or are you going to walk to the polls and vote? Well, everything's going on right now. Do you see the election as a big mess?
I think Trump has literally made it so that he figures you should go vote in person, but he's literally making it a life or death situation.
Yeah.
You're either going to go to the polls in person and risk catching COVID around other people.
I don't believe that.
Going to do the mail-in voting, which he swears is wrong. But absentee voting is okay, which is what he's doing.
I'm sorry, to your point, Sean Black, I understand what you're trying to say, but what's the difference between going to the polls to vote compared to going to a supermarket, eating inside a restaurant, going outside? You can catch COVID
either
way.
The reason I'm saying that is he's leveraging that mindset, that fear, that
that's what you're going to have to go up against. There are many, many elderly people, older voters, that do not want to go out and vote because they're afraid of getting sick. And regardless of if they do or not, the fear is there. So now the safest way to actually do the same kind of voting that's been going on in this country for at least 100 years is mail-in voting. And you know what's going on? The president has already poisoned that entire process with his misinformation and all of the other stuff that has happened with the post office, with the mail-in votes and all of the other stuff he's been talking about, people dumping ballots in the street, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing
I think we should be more concerned about the mail-in votes right now.
True,
and we should be more motivated to go in person. I'm sorry, especially where you want to talk about the Proud Boys and all of these things and this, and that. It sounds like you guys are ready to rig the votes as far as with the mail-in process. So, me, I'm not even trusting that.
And
okay,
I think that's what you've heard a lot of people talk about.
Yeah. But before I give to Brother B, this is where I think it will be a messy election. It will come down to the Supreme Court. And that's why they're rushing the nomination of Amy to get inside that court. Because, you know, most likely, we're not going to get a winner that night. We will have to, it'll be a messy election, and it will come down to the court. And if you have three Republicans in the courthouse, don't be surprised. Trump find another way and cut his way into another election.
Is it me or does it just feel like, it's worse?
We know
we ain't going to find out, but doesn't it feel worse than last time when they said, oh, the Russians was in, you know, cahoots with it? It feels even worse with coming up.
Look,
yes,
it's
Sean.
it's just going to be – and
Hold on, Sean first.
All right.
Sean first, I'll go to you.
Does anybody not think that Russia is sitting back here saying, wow, our job is done. We don't even have to do anything. They screwed their own voting process up.
I bet you they are. You don't know. I saw last night as I watched a foreign channel. It was But like I said, as I watched a non-American channel last night, I was like, man, this is really a mess. And like my brother was telling me, he said, listen, right now America's already been the laughing stock. Now we're a comedy show. People really laughing at us. I mean, after last night, we're being laughed at. And I'm not saying this in a good
just
way.
Now? They haven't been laughing at this country the last 3 years?
They've been laughing at this country for the past couple, for years now. So don't,
I think countries are over us. They're tired of
us. Yeah, they are. They're looking at us shaking their heads like, and they say, wow, they're saying we're bad? Look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
Look at America. And
remember what I told you before is that I think that the rest of the world is waiting for everybody to wake up from Bizarro World. I think people look at the ones that have an interest in the United States being the way they were, they're waiting for this quote unquote nightmare to end. The enemies of the United States are just sitting there, sitting back like, well, let's drink some iced tea and let's let the show begin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, Brother B, anything like that on in this crazy bizarre world?
Brother B,
wait, no, I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, hold on. No, I mean, for me, there's really nothing to add on. I mean, really, what more can you say? The debate was, I don't think it was a disaster. I think it was funny. I think it's something that we needed to see. And you just got to see what type of president you have. And this is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is what it is.
Let's say Biden does win. Can he do any worse than Trump?
No.
No, it's going to get
better.
But, you
know, the sad part is it's going to take him 8 years. It's going
to
take somebody 8 years to clean that up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because it took Obama 8 years to clean up Bush stuff. So
and
there's
going
to
be some things that will probably take generations to clean up, especially if we're going to the court system.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're looking at a potential windfall of a conservative court, And as you've heard me say before, and we've talked about this before, that Supreme Court job is a lifetime generational job. Imagine having 25, 30, 35 years of conservative decisions that can impact the direction of the nation going forward with anything that had anything to do with any Republican in power that wants to get something done through the Supreme Court. So that's why I keep saying, if you are somebody that is a proponent for a lot of the things that are in play, Roe versus Wade, gay marriage, a lot of those kinds of decisions, this is one of the reasons why you have to get up and vote and make sure that something happens, because as has been said before, elections have consequences.
But if I may ask, Sean Black, real quick, how do you feel mm-hmm. about that whole, in 2016, let's wait for the new president to come in. Now all of a sudden, no, I'm doing what I want. This is what it's going to be. How does anybody feel about that? That's not even gangster. That's just bad business.
It's a plain mm-hmm. power move that then the mm-hmm. when you have an outgoing president who has been filibustered more than any other president in the history of the filibuster, tried to get things move in and try to get things done. And then all of a sudden you just say, well, we're going to change the rules. Don't worry about it. And everybody acquiesces to it. And then the shoe's on the other foot. We've heard all of these Republicans within the last 2 years say the same thing. Well, if President Trump is in the last year and everything happens the same way, we should wait for the next president, and you can hold my words to it. Now that we're in the same situation, it's a flip-flop deal. It's literally, they look like hypocrites, and they
I don't think they expected us to be in the same situation. They didn't expect it.
No,
that's why he could utilize those words then.
Yeah, true, but at the same time, they have the House, they got the Senate, they got the power to do it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not 4 years ago. If they could do it now, why not? So, does it sound hypocrite? Yes. But you know what? If you could get away with it, go for it. Is that what Trump is doing?
It's called consolidation of power, and that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, Sean, it's like me getting upset. Like, Trump got upset with it. Like, Americans get upset that immigrants don't pay taxes, but they don't pay. Donald Trump pays only $750 in taxes.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, that was an asinine thought process too. You complain the Trump supporter that complains about immigrants coming in and not paying taxes, yet
exactly.
they cheer the president for not paying taxes. You can't have it both ways. It makes
news.
No sense.
It's fake news.
Exactly.
That's what he's gonna say. That's what he has to say.
Oh yeah, fake news.
That's what he says.
Well, guys, wow. I think we've had a lot to say tonight. I'm surprised. Let me see if we got 2 minutes left. Last word?
Do better on the next one. I don't got crap to say about this. Listen.
I have no words overall. Phil, anything you'd like to say before we go? I have no words.
I'll say it like Lady T just said, they have to do better. And Trump cannot be a big baby and interrupt somebody when they're talking.
He's going to be a big baby. We got his diapers ready for him to next one.
Yeah, don't forget the baby wipes, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. Sean Black, I know you have a lot to say. You have a minute.
Well,
Go ahead.
I think the American people have to not be apathetic to what is going on right now. If they allow this to be, quote-unquote, normalized, then President Trump's second term will be the final presidential term of anybody, because we are literally this close from having an autocracy. That's literally what's going on right now. A consolidation of power, a consolidation of the courts, all of the intimidation that we see with this is usually how we see a lot of regimes overseas become dictatorships, autocracies.
Okay.
This is what we're seeing right now.
On that note, Brother B, Lady T, Sean, K-Dog, Phil, good luck out there.
Yeah, get off
you,
the ride and vote the motherfucker out. That's what I gotta say.
Hey, everybody, take care.
All right. And it's not even Halloween yet.
Night,
go figure.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
You too.
Take care.
Peace out.
And be safe. Pleasure was all yours.